go to Catherine Ogden, who is head teacher at King's Oak Academy in Bristol. Catherine, just listening to Steve there, it's interesting, isn't it, how the practical and the real and what you get from school when you look back at it. Before we get to the nub of this, if this was you going back to school this week, would you have been going, yes, Mum, where's my geometry set? Or, Mum, I don't want to go to school.
Well, for me, my mother was actually a head teacher in a neighbouring school, so there was away from education at all. If anything, I was hearing all the conversations about the upcoming inset days around the dinner table for weeks ahead beforehand.
So it wasn't open. See, that's the interesting thing. Because you're in education, you were the daughter of an educator. It wasn't open debate. It was just you did. You went.
Exactly.
So. Talk to me about this problem, and it is a big problem, especially in Bristol, which is a higher than average rate of persistent long-term absence. And this measure of pre-pandemic, post-pandemic. What's going on and what's the solution, Catherine?
Yes, I mean, well, there's many things we can talk about in terms of what is the solution. I think it's very much down to an individual basis and understanding every child and their family needs. But it is hard when we look at the data. It is an inconvenient truth that we know that for children that are attending less in our schools, they typically achieve less well in terms of their overall outcomes, whether it is in primary education moving through into their SATs, or when we go up into Key Stage 4 and thinking about the GCSE outcomes we've only just been recently looking at. I think schools are working exceptionally hard at the moment to help children really think about, if we attend today, you can achieve tomorrow. And that's something I've just walked out of an inset day session with our staff to take this call. And that's exactly what we've been talking about. And listening to Steve's comments about the moments he remembers in education, it is those moments that matter so much. And therefore, attendance really does count. But it isn't just about saying, you need to come to school, because clearly that isn't enough. That's clearly not shifting our attendance patterns nationally, and especially in Bristol and South Gloucestershire area. I think
surely there has to be a why, doesn't there? Not that you need to come to school. Excepting what you generously said about your parents, it wasn't even open to debate. You just go to school, but it's just you need to go to school. Well, for what? Why do I need to go to school if it doesn't fit me? If I'm not getting anything out of it, I don't understand the point of logarithms or reading poems or whatever it may be. You've got to then think, well, okay, how do I sell this? How do I make this real to the child to make them think that it's got value?
Yes, exactly. And I think there's a question we need to ask ourselves when we talk about the curriculum that we deliver, the environment and the culture that we have in our schools, that ultimately we need to help children find a place and purpose in society for when they leave school. They've got a set of knowledge, skills and experiences in their, say, educational backpack for life that will allow them to go on to live a life of choice and opportunity. But in school, we need to help children find that sense of awe and wonder in their learning so that they want to be in school. That is different for every child, but we need the schools to find what fits for every situation.
Last question, because we're short of time on this particular topic, but if you were to speak to Bridget Phillipson, the Education Secretary, and say, and she said, right, we've got to sort out this attendance issue, what would be step one for you as an educator, as a head teacher? What would you say to the Education Secretary?
I think that it's not about going through fixed penalty notices. It's not about having a punitive measure for a lack of attendance. I think that is a strand and a strategy that we can use. But I think it's about allowing schools to work directly with families and having the resources to be able to support and remove barriers to attendance that are affecting so many families, whether that's increased resources for mental health, whether that's support for children in the classroom who might be finding learning difficult, making better links with businesses and employers to people themselves. See a future for where they're going with their education. So that's where I would start.
Catherine, thank you so much for joining me this morning on what is, I know, a busy day as we start the new academic year. I'll let you get back to your team. Catherine Ogden, many thanks for your time this morning on BBC Radio Bristol.
Brilliant. Thanks so much.
Catherine Ogden there, head teacher at King's Oak Academy in Kingswood.